first were thought they were coming, and then they thought they're going to go away to Israel and won't be here, and now they're here and just flew in, and we just want you to give us a little shout. And so I want a little report. Thank you for coming and giving us a report. We believe, my bishop and Madam Joelle, we believe that if we are shining around the world, we should shine brightest here at home. And so that is what's happening here with all of us here at home. Amen. We're going to shine brighter than we ever have before.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
It's always excited to be here, to be home. When I say home, to be with all my missionary brothers and sisters here. And that's going, all over the world and bringing good news and those beautiful feet, you know. We are so glad. And I was supposed to go to Israel with Pastor Gerald Durstein. I think he's going to celebrate his 91 or 92 or 90th birthday. And he really wanted me to come. So I said, okay. And at the same time, we had a conference at San Diego, California. Grace International churches, you know. So I said, let me go and see. But it was very good. And we just come back from that. So I said, how I'm going to put that together? Then Pastor Destein could not go to Israel. So I said, okay. So I was going mostly to celebrate him. I mean, I like Israel. I've been there 3 times. I wanted to go, but I said, let me let my son Michael go in my place. And so I am here, and I am so glad. Amen. When we come from Miami to Charlotte, North Carolina, and the plane was delayed a little bit, and we were kind of anxious, you know. We wanted to get home, and we are glad we are here. So let's give Jesus a good hand tonight. Yeah. Amen, 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 amen. So glad to see you, Pastor. So faithful, always here. Thank you, Pastor. And so glad to see Papa Luke. And, you know, when I come in, it was a little hard because this is my first time coming here after the funeral. It was a little hard, but I asked God to give me strength to stay strong because we know Mama Luke is looking at us. He's attending this convention. He's looking at us from glory, and we're glad to see Papa Luke and this family that God put us here together. And for any reason, I will not, anything I can do, my wife and I, to not miss a convention at Grace Chapel or whenever they need me, we will do that and be here. Amen. And Brother Melvin, it was yesterday or the day before we were talking about you. Because at San Diego, we were only 20 miles from the border of Mexico. So we were thinking and praying for you there. And so we just thank God for all he's doing. About Haiti, that's where God really keep us. We have some contacts, you know, in the Dominican Republic. But our main work we're calling is for Haiti. And we feel very good because we don't have to learn the language there. We know it. We don't have to learn the custom. We know the customs. We can look at the Haitian and we know what he thinks. So so I thank God for his calling. He called me at the right place. And I thank God for that. So as we report tonight, if you ask me how the government is doing, I cannot tell you. I'm not too sure how they are doing. I hear the radio just a little bit, not too much the news, because when I hear the news in Haiti, I get confused. I get lost. I don't know what's going on. So my wife and I, and she always grabbed me to come to the book of good news, and we get to the good news, and we got the good news, and we share the good news, and things happen, and the work keep growing. And so the good news we have for you is the Church of Jesus Christ is alive and well. Amen. And in spite of everything you hear all the bad things that happening. But if you ask me about all these bad things too, I may not be able to share with you because they are not happening in my domain. Hallelujah. In my domain, I don't see bad things. I only see God's moving. Amen. Amen. If you ask me, is the devil still strong? I can say, no. He's down under our feet, and he cannot even come up, you know, to scare us because we know him and he's in his place. So God is doing great in Haiti, and maybe my wife will tell you a little bit about the work, but maybe the best thing to do is to go to our website. And we have been connected to this ministry that become our family for over 43 years, whatever, you know, long time. So, and that's how long we stay together, loyal to each other. You know, good time, bad time, we are together. And we plan on being together till Jesus come.
Amen.
So, Grace Chapel, the sun never set on Grace Chapel. When it's dark here, and if we are not on the same time, and in Haiti, it's another hour or two, whatever it is, but it's still, the grace of God is still flowing. Amen. And we thank God for everything. This year, I'm going to let my wife talk. Don't think I'm doing all the talking, my man. Okay, so she wanted me to talk first, you know, so I can talk less, praise God. Amen. Okay, so this year, Pastor Mel, the convention is going to be, because there was a little too much going on, we still have a little local something, but, you know, but the theme is still the same, the theme. You know, arise and shine. Haiti Christians, arise and shine. And what we find out in that, when somebody knock at your door and said, arise, that means you are sleeping. And that means also the time has come for an assignment. It's not time to sleep. It's time to get up and get the work done. And when he said your light has come, that means you had the light already. You are already the light, but you were hiding it somewhere. So the God that is so faithful to accomplish his work, his mission, he go and get the light where you were hiding it, and he bring it to you. He said, this is your light. Shine. Amen. So this is our theme for 3 years in Haiti too. So I'm so glad for the connection here. And folks, we really need, as you say, revolutionary. We really need to get going. To get going. Not dragging our feet anymore, but be exactly what God wants us to do and what he wants us to be. And there is no better time for that. This is the time. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Well, I think it's all. That's all it is. Well, praise the Lord. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And I can say, as he's been saying that, we don't have time, honestly. We don't have time to listen to all the things going on around the world or all the bad news. We don't have the time for that. We are so busy taking care of God's work. And I thank God every day he gives me more hunger, more desire to hear his word and read his word and learn more of him. And it's like when you want to learn about someone, like maybe just put up a biography out, a book, and you want to know the person really good, you need to read that book so you can find what the person have inside. So this is the same way with the Bible. More I read the word, the more I learn what my assignment is, you know, to be in this world. So I thank God for using us and our own country, helping our own people. And I can say because of Grace Chapel that really still back us up, holding our hands up there in Haiti, we might not be able to do it. And sometimes we might said, well, nobody's supporting us. Maybe God doesn't want us to be here anymore. But because of their faithful support, and even the church is not full of people here, but God is still faithful to his people and to support us in Haiti with whatever, you know, the Lord put in your hands and you send it to us. And it really, you know, we are your feet in Haiti. We are your mouth in Haiti. We are our hands in Haiti. So don't get discouraged. You are with us and we are with you. And thank you so much. We have in the home now 50 girls at the girls' home from 4 years old up to 23. They are in college and school and all, you know, school is studying in Grace Chapel. Wane Church is doing wonderful. And we just have a new principal that is really on fire for the Lord and really doing some what we call reorganizing, you know, the teachers and the school program. And things are moving forward, I can say. And, the boys' home, we have 20 boys from age 4 to 14. All the older boys now is on their own. And, you know, most of them are serving the Lord in their own way. But we thank God for his faithfulness that help us to be able, you know, in his health, his strength, and his discernment, you know, for the work, because it's always a challenge. Haiti is a challenge country, and you have to be strong, and you have to know where you are and who you are to remain in this world, in this this part of the country. So we thank you for your prayers, your love, your support, and we always feel home when we come to Pennsylvania. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Amen. Let me say one more word. What my wife and I just did here, this is not part of our Haitian culture. Haitian culture, we don't do that in public like that. But you guys
You're
have been
to
teaching
teach them.
Wedding, marriage, but the male come to Haiti for 1 week, marriage, but the bubble over every time he comes. He talks about you too. So now this is transcending the culture. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Now, let me ask you some questions here. Bishop, as we have been journeying with you for over 40 years, 44 years, and I'm just overwhelmed to see. Now, your dad was a bootlegger and everything. He went to Jamaica?
No, Cuba.
And he got saved?
Yes, yes.
He got saved in Cuba. Now, get this. That's over 50 years ago.
More than that. Before I was born.
Before you were born.
I'm a little over 50, maybe. Yeah, maybe 40, maybe I'm 47.
70. No. And he came to Haiti.
Yes.
And started the ministry.
Yes, yes. With his and his family group, you know.
And, you know, so that's amazing. Brother Richard, you know, you're talking about the generations of influence, you know, too. As I began to understand that, my heart was just overwhelmed to see you and Brother Benit too,
yes.
Because Brother Benit's dad was your dad's brother.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, yes.
And, yeah.
In the June family, we have 39 pastors, active pastors.
Give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a hand.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Yeah. And so I am just so blessed to be able to see how you have changed. You had to do a lot of changing.
Yes, yes, yes.
To be able to see Haiti now, in our 40 years, I can honestly say, last year when we were down, that, and Bob, you were there 2 years ago. We didn't, last year? No, 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. And we are definitely seeing some miraculous things happening and taking place in the whole nation.
Yes, yes. If you want to be revolutionary, you hook yourself with God and with revolutionary people that are hooked in God. So that's what happened to us with God and with our brothers and sisters that bringing hope and just don't believe in despair. Despair is temporary, but what God is doing is permanent. So
permanent.
That's what brings us up, you know.
And I want you to understand this man here.
Yeah, Papa Lou.
He was praying for over 30, almost 40 years. I want to pray in the capital, in the palace. Nobody could go into the palace because of Wutu. And my dear brother, David, I want you to know that before the earthquake, November before the earthquake, this man had 100 leaders in the palace,
yes, yes,
and we were there. I had some videos of that. And we were praying for God to invade Haiti's government.
And it happened, yes, right at the palace. Yes, yes, yes.
And
also, I want to say thank you for Papa Luke, because in any time in my life, I was really trying hard to leave Haiti, because things were so hard, you know. So that was in my heart. And I come to Grace Chapel, and Papa Luke come to me. I never said that to anybody, you know. And he said, "Don't leave Haiti. Don't leave Haiti." So I just smiled, you know, because I said, where is he getting that from? But that was so strong in my heart. So it was after 13 years. We come to talk about that again, and I confess to him that when he said that, this is the time I was trying to leave. So God use your family members and friends, your mentors, you know, to help you keep doing God's work even when you are going through hard times. So what I'm saying here, Pastor Mel, we can make it.
We can make
it. We can make it, and we are going to make it, because God is always going to send us the provision, the right people,
and let me,
to keep us doing it.
Let me tell you another miracle, Brother Linnell, you were saying about government. Last November, there was the first Supreme Court judge of Haiti. He was with us, and he was preaching. To the young people and challenging them, yes, to take over Haiti.
Exactly. He's the man. If there is a problem in the country, he automatically becomes the president, you know, if there is lack of president.
That man. God is positioning people in high places all around the world, and we are a part of that. Let's give the Lord a
Amen.
Hand for
thank
Haiti.
You, thank you.
Amen.